You'd be forgiven for not understanding what's going on with the mask orders in Georgia. It's been a head-spinning couple of days. First, Governor Brian Kemp said cities and towns couldn't force their use in public. Yesterday, he sued the city of Atlanta. And then today, he said this.
Wear a mask when out in public or when you cannot distance yourself inside.
Emma Hurt is a reporter with WABE in Atlanta. Hi, Emma.
Hi.
So today the governor went on to say that people should wear a mask for the next 4 weeks. This is confusing to some people. Can you help us figure out where the governor stands on this issue?
Right. It is confusing. But I think, you know, Governor Kemp has actually been in well into a campaign, really, to get people to wear masks. He's been on social media about it, encouraging people to wear masks. He's explicitly asked county and city officials to urge their citizens to wear masks. But the operative words here are urge and encourage. The governor still doesn't believe that mandating masks are the answer. He says that government is not going to be the solution and Georgians don't need a mandate to do the right thing. But a lot of people take issue with that when they see photos of Georgians crowded together and not wearing masks.
Yeah, and Kemp is arguing what a lot of people around the country have been arguing, essentially that this is an issue of personal freedom and of personal liberties. But at this point in the pandemic, Emma, would Kemp actually pay a political price if he just says, look, this is bad. You got to wear one.
You know, he might, because there are definitely Georgians and Americans who are not interested in wearing masks right now. You don't have to look much further than Facebook to find groups where people are really strongly arguing that. And Kemp alluded to them this morning. He said, for those people who don't want to wear masks, who, quote, fundamentally don't agree with that, don't want to do it for whatever reason. He said, if you're going to do that, then stay away from people. But I think the political dimensions here are really kind of confusing and interesting. Kemp has always been a governor in favor of local control. I covered his campaign. It was a central tenet then and has been of his administration. But while he's not wanting to bring the government into what you could call, you know, a local decision about putting on a mask yourself, he also is not wanting local governments to make their own regulatory decisions, which is, of course, what this lawsuit is all about.
Oh, wow. That's so interesting. Yes, he's suing Atlanta's mayor, Keisha Lance Bottoms, over her mask mandate. Sounds like that lawsuit is still ongoing. He hasn't changed his mind, in other words.
No. He doubled down on that this morning. And he said that the suit is on behalf of business owners, their employees, and hardworking Georgians. And I think it's important to understand that what he's referencing in particular is Mayor Bottoms' decision to recommend that Atlanta businesses move back to phase one reopening. Mm. That really seems to be the straw that broke the camel's back with this, on top of the mask mandates that have been released around the state. He said he's worried about the confusion this creates and the economic risk. The mayor, for her part, is standing by this, as if a lawsuit is what it's going to take to protect citizens, we'll see them in court.
And just very briefly, remind us how bad the pandemic is in Georgia right now.
Yeah, it's not great, just like it isn't across the country. The state's hospitalizations are at the highest point they've been since the beginning of the pandemic, up 40% really in the last week. And testing is our big problem. There's just been so much more demand. Capacity hasn't been able to keep up. Health officials say they're actually going to bring on a new commercial lab partner to address this, because right now some labs are taking up to 2 weeks or more to process, and that's basically useless public health data, as we know.
That's Emma Hurt, reporter with WABE in Atlanta. Emma, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Peter.